Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band back together. Good to have you on a Wednesday, Terry.
I know, kind of crazy.
We'll make it feel like a Friday. We'll make it feel like that because we got good stuff lined up for you today. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. Looking forward to diving into that. Going to get in some Olympic coverage, catch you up on what you might have missed overnight and maybe from the primetime coverage. Also got a couple of other fun ones that I want to get into with you, Terry. The average American eats how many snacks per day? I feel like they made this one for us.
I feel like I'm above average.
Yeah, I hear you. and got a couple of other fun ones we'll get into. It is a Wednesday. That means we'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Some entertainment news for you a little bit later. I want to get into the state of Washington is suing StubHub, and I want to talk about that a little bit and what that involves and how that actually ties into all of us around here too. We got some cool stuff going on with our rafters I want to get into, and a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, what state is the most like a country song? Got that one coming up for you. All of this in store, and it's live radio. You put Terry and I together, who knows what's going to happen. I have a couple of places that I want to go after we open things up, but I do want to start off, Terry, talking about one of the bigger days for the United Way and for our community going on tomorrow at Lunch by the River.
Yeah, so we are the sponsor of Lunch by the River tomorrow. You're sharing a little bit of campaign information, getting ready for that to kick off, and our really primary reason for being there is the Stuff the Bus School Supply Collection. This is at, again, Lunch by the River Veterans Memorial Park from 11:30 until 1. We will be there sorting school supplies and collecting them from you and getting ready to pack backpacks next week to make sure our kids are ready to succeed for the school year. So a couple of things about that. One is that we do desperately need school supplies, so you can still get school supplies today and get them to us tomorrow. We do have a cutoff of tomorrow because we will inventory, count everything, and then tomorrow afternoon place an order for what we're missing so that we can accommodate as many kids as possible. So we really do need people to help us by making their donations tomorrow and not next week, because by then we've already ordered. Monetary donations are accepted. Those could be presented in person tomorrow at Lunch by the River, or you certainly can donate online, which is uwswac.org. Just click on donate and in the memo put school supplies or Stuff the Bus or however you want to word that. You can also mail a check to us at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. Now, we do have, My Weather app, they don't all seem to look the same, but yeah, Weather app shows that, it's pretty likely that it's going to be raining tomorrow, in which case we still have to gather up those school supplies tomorrow because, again, we're on a timeline and we need to make sure kids get those. So in the event of rain, the school supply drive, Stuff the Bus, will be moved to East Junior High School, and this would be on the backside of East Junior High, so you turn between... right near Dairy Queen, right before Taco John's, right? Or right after, I guess, depending on which area, which direction you're coming from. But you would turn and go to the backside of the old East Junior High, and there will be people there to come get your things from you and take them inside. We will make a decision tomorrow morning, and that's just really the best I can give to people, because whether Lunch by the River goes or not is Chamber's call. And we, of course, though, even if it's just a light rain, will likely move the school supply collection because we don't want anything to get damaged.
Yeah.
But the ways that you can find out about that, one is social media. So follow us, United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, on Facebook. We will post there. It will be on our website, and I will connect with you, James, so that you can announce it during this morning show tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we can just make sure that people are aware of where to come with their supplies. So it's happening no matter what. It's just the location may be like 5 blocks away from where you thought you were coming at Lunch by the River. But it is just really important that we get those supplies. We do have a list of most needed items. Some of those include folders, plain color notebooks, scissors, glue sticks, crayons, monetary donations, again, backpacks. So those could be donated. And also, if you are a really big procrastinator,
Yeah.
And you have not registered your children. Mm-hmm. Registration opened on May 1st and registration closes at the end of the day tomorrow.
Yeah.
So August 1st is it. So, and it is, pre-registration is required. It's not just a walk-in kind of event. So we do need you to get on the website, uwswac.org. Click to be able to register your students. If you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you qualify for free school supplies. And of course, the child needs to be attending a school in Southwood County. And other than that, you could also call 211 if you need assistance, and that's no problem at all. They can walk you through the steps, but the cutoff is tomorrow. And sometimes we get people a little bit angry with us that, you know, there's a cutoff and a registration, but we're just doing the best we can to try to serve families. And it's been open for 3 full months. So, you know, this is just last call.
Yeah,
it just is what it is.
You've got to cut it off at some time. You've got to be able to get supplies together and everything. And the idea of anybody being upset with the United Way about anything is ridiculous to me.
I
understand that it is frustrating for some and everything. But I don't know how you could have advertised this more about the cutoff time or anything like that. I didn't mean to jump in or anything like that. But the idea of anybody getting bent out of shape with you guys is just a little. we don't ask anything of the parents other than to literally go to the website, pick a time, and sign up. It couldn't take a shorter amount of time. And I know a lot of people in this community, and I'm hearing more and more every year we do this together, of people that are really in need of this that sign up right away. And they're so thankful for this. I hope you guys get some of that feedback because I hear plenty of it. I hear how much of this event, maybe more than any other event you guys put on, and that is really saying something, means so much to families in this community.
Yeah, and it is really great, and we do see a ton of appreciation on the distribution days. You know, when people come through to pick up their backpacks,
got all protective. It is great.
Wait a minute, it is really good. But I'm just saying that, you know, and I get it that life happens and things get in the way and things happen. But we just have to stay hard and fast on the cutoff because we just, I mean,
you got to organize this. You gotta get it out to kids.
I mean, when you're trying to serve nearly 1,000 students, it is a big undertaking. So, you know, and of course, we thank all of our volunteers and everyone who has donated already. We've had a pretty good, from what I'm hearing, we have lots of drop locations around the community, which will then bring all of their stuff to us tomorrow. So, you know, we're just kind of guessing on what we've heard. We haven't seen. So we're kind of putting a lot of trust in that and rolling with it. But again, like I said, there is still a chance you could shop today. It's going to be, it's not going to be raining today. It's just going to be hot.
Yeah.
So you could, you know, hop on out and get some school supplies and get those ready for us. You can also drop at our office today, you know, if that's preferred. We are at 351 Oak Street, and we are open until 4:00.
I encourage you to look again for those top needs. And if you can pick even one of those up, you just don't know what that can make a difference for in that kid's hands. As Terry has mentioned, we've got another year where the number of kids needing these supplies is up, and it's all hands on deck. This is something that it doesn't matter if you have kids in school, if you don't have kids or anything like that. This impacts you. The studies that I have seen, the science, the numbers behind this speak for themselves. Kids are that much more likely to graduate high school and go on to college when they have the supplies they need. This isn't rocket science. It's very simple. The more we can do this, the more we can impact our future, the more we can have a better future. And more importantly, maybe all of that, the more these kids can enjoy their school year, that they can enjoy their time, that they can focus on class, that they can play during recess, and they're not thinking about these things. I'm not just saying this stuff. I know exactly what I'm talking about because I was this kid. And I've brought that up many times, and I'll bring it up every year. We do this together, Terry, because of how important it is. But what happened this year was a little bit different. I didn't just hear from some new listeners, which we thank you and appreciate your new listenership, that have been through similar situations when they were kids, but watching their kids go through it as well. And as hard as it might have been for us, it's that much more difficult to watch your own child go through it and to have the United Way there to where a parent doesn't have to feel that they can bring those supplies. Those kids don't know where one family I talked to, it was very important to them to explain to their children, how much where these supplies came from. They wanted them to see that. They wanted them to see that their community had their back. Think about what that teaches kids. We get a generation of kids growing up seeing what it's like to, wow, my community helped me out. Like, I'm like every other kid in my class. I got my glue stick. I got my backpack. I have everything I need. We don't need to do a whole lot in society. Oftentimes, this is one where it's all hands on deck, and everybody can be a part of this one.
And honestly, it's a pretty light lift.
It's a light lift. It's not asking a lot. It couldn't be almost lighter. And especially if you are already picking up supplies and you're able to. We greatly appreciate that. And not a single thing donated is not noticed and appreciated by this community. Because, boy, this community steps up better than most. And we appreciate you guys doing that.
Yeah. So, again, regarding rain, we will tomorrow morning. The chamber decides if Lunch by the River happens. But we will make a decision on the school supply collection, and it will either be as planned at Veterans Memorial Park during Lunch by the River, or same time, 11:30 to 1 at East Junior High. That will be posted on our website, on our Facebook, and then I will also connect with you, James, tomorrow, so yes, that during this show, I mean, it wouldn't be this early that we would make the decision, mm-hmm, but for sure, before you would cut off at 10 o'clock, we will have a decision, and then you can put that out there for us as well.
Appreciate you doing that. Now, we'll be sure to get you guys up to date tomorrow on Lunch by the River, and of course, Stuff the Desk School Bus, the event that is going on with the United Way. Also, let me know, Terry, how the volunteer works out. If you guys got enough volunteers down there, if you could use an extra one or two, we can mention that as well.
Perfect.
And find out more information about this, dropping off supplies or getting your kids signed up at uwswac.org, uwswac.org. Terry, before we go to our first time out of the day, I thought we're talking school supplies. You know, a lot has changed since you and I were in school.
Oh, did you have a Trapper Keeper?
Yeah, I had a Trapper Keeper. I love that thing. I love that thing. That thing was also a weapon.
I didn't get one until third grade. I mean, I was saving my pennies for that thing.
Yep, I hear you, though. There were certain ones you wanted. There were certain ones. I can't remember the ones I wanted, but I know there was one specific ones. And you always wanted a different one than your other classmates. That was always interesting. But I thought I'd look into just, well, what are some of the newer school supplies out there and everything? And I came across some pretty interesting things, Terry. I'm going to show these to Terry here. We'll try to. First thing I saw was an interesting one, a pencil grip trainer. It fits around the pencil, and you hold it. Instead of holding the pencil, you're holding this little like device.
So it puts your fingers in place where they would go.
Yeah.
But you know what? Have you ever seen, I mean, I write like that, like what mm-hmm. you're showing, where the pencil is between the thumb and first finger,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But have you seen people where the pencil is between their,
right
their index finger and
me.
Their...
I've written this way my whole life. It got big hands.
But you still have it.
I also snap funny.
You use
I snap
it to guide.
With my thumb and my index finger.
You know what's funny? I've also seen people where it's straight up between
that
the
I've
two
seen.
Fingers.
Yeah, that was
where they're
weird
not
to
really
me.
Using their thumb.
I don't even
thumb.
Know how they do that.
They're using their thumb to guide the bottom
I don't
of
know
it.
How.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
It's an interesting one.
That is a strange contraption, but
yeah.
I can see how.
It's interesting.
How it would be useful.
I also came across bread-shaped erasers for kids, and I was kind of impressed with how much they look like bread. That's pretty good. It's like sliced bread. You take one out, there's you got an extra
That's
eraser
cute.
And everything. I like that one. There was the same thing, erasers, but popcorn chicken eraser
chicken
supplies.
Erasers.
That's
cute.
It's got everything, everything that your local KFC might have or something. I wonder if that's awfully close to a KFC logo and everything. They got away with that one. And then there were nose-shaped pencil sharpeners.
That is hilarious.
That is a pretty interesting one.
We don't have those at Stuff the
Nope,
Bus.
Don't need
but
them.
But that is funny.
That's a kind of funny one.
Wouldn't it be, that'd be like a fun, for I think boys especially, but it could
yes.
be girls, like a little birthday party favor, you know, in
oh,
a little
yeah.
goodie bag.
Yes.
Like I think
yes.
they would think that was hilarious.
That's a good one for that. And then there were two more. There was a wooden animal stapler that it looks like a squirrel. It's a pretty good one right there. I was hoping to see some other animals with that one, but I didn't see any others. And then there was this one, Terry, and it is a fish-shaped pencil case. And I was impressed with how much these look like fish.
And so where does the stuff go in? Is the zipper across the back or the mouth?
It goes...
Oh, like, the mouth.
Kind of like the gullet where you would cut it if you caught it.
Yeah.
It kind of opens up and you put all your pencils and pens in there and everything. And it's pretty
that
realistic
fabulous.
Looking. It looks
pretty, it does.
Like if it was just laying, like a kid dropped it on the floor. It's like, oh, where's the fish coming? Like, that's pretty good. Those are pretty good.
Those are great.
Now, we don't need any of these type of supplies, but we definitely do need supplies still for our great event going on with their United Way stuff. The school bus desk is going on tomorrow. We're picking up supplies tomorrow. Tomorrow is the cutoff time. So, again, get those supplies to the United Way and get your kids signed up at uwswac.org. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here at the morning show on WFHR. I'm It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to talk about our friends at El Cafe and celebrate you. It's a win-win right there. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Got some great Wednesday specials lined up for you. I'm seeing a hamburger patty and eggs and a potato or fruit or toast or cakes for a breakfast special. And a Wisconsin berry wrap with fried or fruit. Chicken dumplings can also go along with that for a lunch special. That sounds really good.
That sounds great.
There's some great stuff over there. Wonderful, unique menu. Amazing people. Visit our friends over at El Cafe. Support those that support us. Buy local, support local, everybody. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. info@WFHR.com. You can also, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, call up 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you. Reach out to us. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Terry, I should remind everybody as well, today, of course, the last day of July, which means that tomorrow, we are going to be announcing our winner of July, who is that winner or winners are going to win two $20 gift certificates to El Cafe, thanks to our friends over at El Cafe.
That is amazing.
Be listening for that in this time slot tomorrow. Find out if you or someone you know might have won and get some bragging rights and get those gift certificates as well. So we got our final qualifiers for today. So, Terry, I need a 1 through 3.
2.
All right, gives us that qualifier, and we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, want to wish a happy birthday to an old friend of ours around here, Steph Schmid.
Oh, happy birthday, Steph.
Enjoy your day, Steph. We hope you have a great one. Appreciate you. Steph, I've mentioned many, many times on the airwaves, one of the better salespeople I've ever worked with, but one of the better energies I've ever been around as well.
I just saw Steph last week at the open house at the Ameta Center at MSTC.
I am not surprised. You will see her a million other times this summer. She is always bopping around and always keeping busy and doing things in this community and also doing a great job at what she does. Wishing you a great one, Steph. Enjoy your day. And we wish a happy birthday to Chris Wilkins.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Enjoy your day, Chris. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Angie Day.
Happy birthday, Angie.
Enjoy your day, Angie. Hope it's a good one for you. Enjoy. Have a great one. And maybe celebrate with our friends at El Cafe. And maybe get on over there. Enjoy. And again, be listening tomorrow when we announce our winner for the month of July. We're going to send them over there with some gift certificates for El Cafe.
July is over.
It's crazy. That is insane. I am so thankful that I feel like I've done some stuff this summer. Like, I genuinely
like
am.
Like, you feel like it's okay to be progressed this far. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time August was coming around and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't done anything. Like, I actually feel like I did some stuff this summer. Feel a little bit better
about
it.
That's awesome.
Still want to, you know, go to, we're rounded home. We're rounded. We're getting close to the home base here. I want to certainly hit August hard, but I feel good about that. Feel good about our birthday and anniversary list for our celebrities. Got some good ones on here, including Zelda Williams, who is 35. That is insane. Robin Williams' oldest daughter. She was on Freeform series Dead of Summer. Got guest starred on Teen Wolf and Stitches. Done a bit of acting. But I personally, when Robin passed, his kids were very honest and open about what they were going through online. And I follow her on Instagram. And I couldn't help myself. I just reached out and mentioned what her dad meant to me, the start he gave me, the path he sent me on, and how much I appreciated them sharing him with us. And sharing this moment with us and everything. And I felt really silly doing it. And I didn't expect her to read it or anything. Can't imagine how many messages that kid gets and stuff. So I just sent it and didn't think much of it. And it was probably a month and a half later, I got a message from her. And it wasn't anything gigantic or anything, but it was obviously written from her. And it was just saying, you know, thank you. One of the things that has helped at this time is all these messages. We really appreciate it, my family and I. She couldn't have been nicer about it. And just seems like a wonderful human being and a chip off the old block kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
It's very cool to see. And I'm excited to see her also getting into directing. She's been doing a little of that as well. So it's just cool to see them in the industry and to see what they might do. I'm not expecting any. There is never going to be another Robin Williams. There doesn't have to be. We had one. We're lucky. What these kids do are their own thing and make their own path. And I think that's pretty cool to see. And she's very talented. Very talented.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Let's see. BJ Novak is 45. He was Ryan on The Office, also a co-writer on that show. He's done a couple of other things here and there, but he's kind of like been enjoying kind of just being in that middle ground of I'm not too gigantic, I'm not too popular, but people notice me sometimes when I go get groceries. Seems like a good middle ground for him. Zach Brown is 46 today, country superstar. Chicken Fried, Toes, Knee Deep that he did with Jimmy Buffett. One of the artists I've been really enjoying playing over at WIRI and the Sunrise Show.
That's great music.
I'm a fan of his. I heard a lot of good things about his live shows, too. He seems to be a really good live artist. Dean Cain is 58, former Superman I forget what show he, Lois and Clark or something like that. It was. Yeah, something like that. J.K. Rowling is 59. A brilliant writer of the Harry Potter series. There is no getting past that. It's no coincidence that Harry's birthday is also July 31st. That is hers. Her story is quite fascinating and quite interesting, and I think is something that a lot of people can take inspiration from. She has created a lot of ill will with a lot of the things that she has come out and said and talked about. But as far as just looking at her as an artist, as a writer, you can't deny what she has done. Before my mom was working at Macmillan, she worked at Bookworld for a while. Though longtime listeners out here will remember Bookworld that we had here in town for a while. She loved that job and loved working there. And I will never forget, I was seeing a girl at the time that was diehard into those Harry Potter books. They had like a midnight release or something over there. And I was going to go down there. If I'm being honest with everybody, I wanted to keep an eye on my mom. There was no security or anything like that down there. And it was midnight, and I was a little worried. I went down there, and it was insane. A line of people around the building, like waiting for those books. Like, I haven't seen anything like it before or since. And my mom, who is not always a people person, could not have been more in her element. She was so busy. She didn't even see me there. But she was so happy. Because I've talked to her and my sister about this, even as recently as like a year ago. The way those books got kids reading. How many kids got into reading because of those books? I don't know how you can be upset with that. I don't know how you can deny that. There's a lot of talk about banning books and things like that nowadays. We need to be awfully keeping our eye on that and be awfully wary of that. If you as a parent cannot keep an eye on what your kids are reading, and I understand how hard that is. I'm not throwing that out there like that's easy or something like that. Or I wasn't a kid myself that didn't hide things from my parents. But you have to have a line in the sand here on certain things. And if you don't like these books, you don't let your kid read them. And on the other side of that, these books still to this day are getting kids reading, are getting kids wanting to read and wanting to read again and again. And not just these books, but springboarding them to read other books and other series.
Oh, sure. And those things. Instilling that love of reading. And it's a very, very popular series. Okay. I have to jump to something because I have a little squirrel. You've shown me a squirrel before. Lines around the corner, right? You were just talking about people lining up. Yeah. But what movie released yesterday?
Deadpool Wolverine. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I was having my daughter's senior pictures taken, so we were moving from one location to the next. And we come down by the movie theater, and there were people lined up, like, literally around the corner. So, okay, just needed to know, and I knew you would have the answer.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
It had to be a packed house.
Yeah, I imagine. And you're going to be seeing that for a while. The week two numbers on Deadpool Wolverine are going to be insane. It's easily the movie of the summer. It's easily that. It has won that role already.
Sorry for the squirrel.
And it's, how dare you do that to me, especially because I'm trying so hard not to make spoilers of that movie.
Well, it popped in my head because when you said there was a line of people around the corner, I'm like, wait, I just saw that yesterday. Okay.
Wesley Snipes is 62. One of my favorite action stars of all time. Favorite actors. Blade, Expendables. Wesley Snipes did a lot of great movies in his time. And, of course, got in trouble with taxes and went away for a little while. But he's back. He is back. And he's been working really consistently since then and everything. And it's been great to see him working. He is a solid actor. Wesley Snipes can pull off almost anything. Just has not gotten a lot of opportunities to do a lot of different types of roles. What I've been enjoying seeing in the second kind of act that he's had is he's been doing more comedies and more comedy bits. He has incredible comedic timing. He's got great comedic timing and very self-aware, not a problem making fun of himself and some of these things. Wesley Snipes is kind of an interesting backstory as well of how he got to this place is fascinating and remarkable that he was able to even become this person, let alone the roles that he has played and everything. He's done a great job. He was so good as Blade. Mark Cuban is 66, Dallas Mavericks used to be owner. They call him an owner on here. He's not actually an owner anymore. He's one of the few people that became billionaires off of the dot-com boom. And man, did he make his money off of
that. He's a Shark Tank guy, right?
Yeah. Yes. Let's see here. Gary Lewis is 79, son of Jerry Lewis and leader of Gary Lewis and the Playboys. They had that Diamond Ring song back in the day. And wrapping up with Ted Cassidy, Lurch on Adam's Family. He was also the roaring and growling voice of Godzilla on the Godzilla Saturday morning cartoon that ran from 78 to 79. That's pretty cool.
That's interesting.
That is cool. Got into some voice acting, like a lot of actors back then did, especially in the 70s. A lot of actors that did, whether they were a character actor or not, went into doing a lot of voice work. But Lurch was awesome. Lurch was great on the Addams Family. Perfect actor to play that role. We're wishing happy birthdays to everybody celebrating out there. Enjoy your day. We hope you have a great one. And again, be listening tomorrow right in this time slot to find out if you or someone you know won the July El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. And get yourself some free El Cafe and visit our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. This is not the song I meant to hit. It's not a bad song. You know, it's not what I meant to go. I was looking for something a little more energetic. And you know what? We're going to try
something.
We're going to do two. Yeah, we're two of them. There we go.
Wake you up.
That's what I was looking for. We got exciting news. We got Olympic coverage we're talking about here. I wanted some energy. Before we dive into that, though, we may have not won a gold, a silver, or a bronze, you and I, Terry, but we won today here at the station because I walked in and there were cookies from Diane.
Oh, how nice.
That is a gold medal to me. Thank you, Diane. We appreciate you. Good. Diane actually gets the gold
medal. She should get the gold medal.
She
gets the gold medal. Sure.
We appreciate you, Diane. Thank you so much for those cookies. I've already eaten half
of them. Did you hide them?
Kind of.
Rude. I was going to say, I just walked by the break room and I did not see them there.
I do have to ask something that I have no right to ask of Diane. Could you maybe make me a couple that I can put on the side so I don't feel so bad eating all of them? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. They're right in the break room. There's plenty of them back there. There's plenty of them. I'm not great at eating in the morning, so I'll have one because they're that good. I can't help myself, but otherwise I keep moving. And we appreciate you, Diane. Thank you so much. When I say the best listeners in radio, I'm not just throwing that out there. I am not brown nosing anybody. That's just the color of my nose. I am very honest and very genuine about that.
It's very interestingly different than the rest of your face.
It is. getting into the rest of getting into Olympic coverage and the rest of our segment here. Simone Biles. That's all I want to talk about for the rest of the show. That's all I want to talk about. Simone Biles led the way on a bum leg and a bum calf, by the way. They've been focusing on her ankle. She had her calf all wrapped up as well. To help win yesterday's team final, she had to drop out 4 years ago in Tokyo after getting the twisties and ended up with a silver this time. So taking the gold was a big deal and ended up taking the silver that time. So taking the gold this year was huge for the women's Olympic team. They showed a stat since 2016, this team first in world championships, gold medal, silver, gold medal. Simone put out there about what this team is. They're calling themselves the Golden Girls.
Oh, isn't that sweet? I love that.
They are the oldest Olympic gymnastics team and the oldest team to win, which is crazy. They had a 27. They're old.
I didn't catch that. That is sweet.
I love it. They put out a big reference to it and everything. We'll get more of that coverage in a little bit. But every Thursday, we are joined by our friends over at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Getting an early start on this one. How you doing, Phil?
Yeah, doing well. And yourself?
Doing fine. How are things over at the shop?
Busy. No, life's good. Yeah, I know a lot of summertime activities, printing a bunch of stuff for the Rangers, who have a big tournament this weekend here in town. So that's cool. I always have to do that. There are programs that they're going to be handing out at the ball games. So
very cool.
Hopefully it cools off a little bit for them. And then, a lot of work for ERCO, one of our best customers. They have a big outage coming up in August. So we do a lot of their safety tags and things that they hand out to their vendors and things. So, keeping ourselves busy, that's for sure.
Phil, I have to ask you a favor. Could you please reach out to WAM Incorporated and thank them for the great interview we were able to have last week with our friends at Team Depot?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was really good. That was really good fun.
I still wanted to be there, but every once in a while, God has a way of telling you, you need to slow down for a few days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? He did a great job on his own. I mean, it was fabulous.
It was wonderful. Yeah.
I'm glad to have him. He wrote me the same day wishing me well because I had a bad illness, unfortunately, but he said it went so well. He was so excited, and he thanked me and you, obviously, you guys over there, and that he thought it was awesome. We just delivered his T-shirts yesterday.
Cool.
Right on, right on. Good to hear.
So he's supposed to send me back a picture with, you know, as many of his team we can get together with those T-shirts on, those hero T-shirts. So, yeah, what a great group, huh?
Yeah, amazing people. Amazing people doing some great work in this community for a lot of good families, a lot of good people out there. And they're continuing to do that work, everybody. I encourage you to reach out to them over at Home Depot, find out more about ways that you can work with them and maybe even put them to work. You know, they're looking for it. They're great people over there. And I don't know we would have had the chance to meet them without this kind of like opportunity, Phil. So it was really cool for us, really cool for them. And we appreciate WAM Incorporated for that. Of course, WAM Incorporated, a subsidiary of Quality Plus Printing. Be sure to get your hometown heroes to them. You can reach out to them at their website. You can, of course, hit up them up on Quality Plus Printing's Facebook page. Or if you send the information to me, I will make sure Phil gets it and not put my name in. I tried once. Phil caught it right away. He's like, James, come on, man. I know this is you. I've known you for 20 years. I know that was you.
I keep wondering why we keep getting your name nominated over and over.
It's weird. It's weird. It's really
weird. It's just on repeat.
Nobody wants my face on a shirt. Nobody wants that, Phil. I do want to get to our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, though, Phil.
So this is my new superhero name. I like that. I never heard of it before, but it came up again on one of those random word of the day type things. I get different emails and stuff. It's a Greek word. It's Meraki. 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 Meraki.
Meraki.
Do something with soul, to give everything, with creativity and love. Isn't that crazy cool word?
That is a great word. Oh, yeah.
First, putting a part of yourself into what you're doing. So skin in the game kind of thing, I guess. But to give everything you got, you know, and put your heart and soul into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great word. I'm gonna write that one down somewhere and put it in a sign, I think, because that's a good one.
I got to say, that's one of my favorite ones you've brought to us, Phil. I have not heard that one before. I really like that word. I want to get that in my lexicon. That's a good one, Meraki. Yeah, that's good. Meraki. It's fun to say, too.
Yeah, doing it with love, you know?
It's a great one.
Like the United Way, I mean, it's a labor of love, isn't that Meraki right there?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
absolutely.
So nice.
Absolutely. Phil, you mentioned working with some of our ball teams in town and everything. What are some of the other projects you guys are working on right now?
Yeah, so we continue to obviously to do work with the other ball teams in towns with the Raptors. We do most of their printing and the signings that they do. There's a lot of summertime events. Girl Scouts have had some jobs here through lately. We do a lot of, again, work with the local churches. So United Methodist had some jobs, St. Luke's, St. Vincent's, you know. So and a lot of the school systems are starting to gear up now, and amazing as it seems, are turning the page tomorrow, right? So we're starting to get some things from some of the school systems to get themselves ready, envelope orders and things like that. So, it's keeping us busy. We had a really good month this month, and keep it up, everybody.
Yeah. And appreciate that work, Phil. We love seeing your guys' work all around town. Certainly, I can't tell you, since you guys have opened, I don't know if there's a place I haven't gone and I haven't opened up a pamphlet and looked for your name and saw it or been smiled when I see it on things. Encourage people to reach out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Yeah, thanks, James. And, you know, we do a lot of work for, I should have mentioned, too, the local theaters. Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater has a kids show this weekend, and we've been putting up some props for them, actually. That's some of the pictures they need to use on their stage during their show. So that's really cool, too. And we do a lot of work, obviously, with everything that goes through the PAC and the Arts Council. We're great partners with them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Print their programs and things when they do shows. So, it just makes you have that Meraki right there, because you get to see all this going on in the community when you have a job like this. And like yours, too, James, where you get to hear so many good things about what's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, in the Rapids area, and I'm very proud to do it.
Yeah. it's not to say that we don't work really hard at our jobs and certainly put a lot into them. But man, I feel you, Phil. Very spoiled in this position. Feel very spoiled at being able to do what we get to do and put into the community the way that we do. Appreciate the time as always, Phil. Encourage people to head on over to Quality Post Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. All your printing needs, buy local, support local, support those that support us. You sound like it's about to get busy over there, Phil, so we'll let you get going, but we'll talk next Wednesday.
Hey, take care. Thanks, you guys.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. Meraki. That's a
Meraki.
Good Meraki.
I feel like I should have a maraca.
Yeah, it's a maraca to celebrate being Meraki. Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to find some. There's some in the prop room, I think. We don't have a prop room.
There has to be.
We got to get a prop room. We encourage you to visit
Poor Pam.
Yeah, that's the last thing. You're so right. What am I doing to Pam? You're right. And join our friends over at Quality Post Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call as well, 423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to join them on Facebook, like their page, keep up to date on all the great things they are doing over there. And it's another way for you to hit them up with your hometown heroes and let them know about those. We can get another person on the air with us next month or something and celebrate one of our local heroes around here.
You know, and that we really did have a great interview with him last Friday.
It was wonderful.
It's a great story. Love it. And, you know, thanks to Quality Plus and WAM Incorporated for bringing this forward.
Absolutely. We, again, encourage you to follow them on social media and keep up to date on the good things they are doing over there and be listening every Wednesday for our another chance to hear our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday and learn a new word like Meraki. Yeah, I love that word. That's a good word, Phil. Nice job. Nice job on that one. I should mention as well that we've got a new Playmakers for you tonight. Starting from 5 to 6, live and direct. And we're able to do that thanks to our friends at Quality Post Printing with a great sponsorship of that hour. We appreciate them doing that. Going to have a fun show later today, everybody. Michael Kromenacher, who you hear commenting a lot of our games and calling a lot of our local high school games. Michael's going to join me. We're going to preview a little bit of the high school season coming up.
Is it Michael Kummer?
Kummer, thank you. I said Kummer.
I'm like, wait a minute, because I know I subscribe to his page on Facebook, you know, so I get all the local sports stuff. So, like, it wasn't quite binging for me, but you got it. No, you got it. We're good.
I got around to it, but Michael's awesome, and really happy that he's going to be joining us on Playmakers today. That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that and talking some high school football a little bit later. We'll be back with more fun on, and wrap up a little bit of our Olympic coverage coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you, taking it to the top of the hour. Want to continue our Olympic talk. Big shout out to our friends over at Quality Post Printing joining us with that awesome segment right there. Very Meraki segment right there. That was very fun. That was very fun. So, yes, we were talking about Simone Biles and her and Team USA coming back, getting the gold back after the Tokyo Olympics, finishing with a silver. It has also made Biles the most decorated American gymnast in history with 8 Olympic medals. She's been tied with Shannon Miller, who won 7 in 92 and 96. So now she is the sole owner of that. If it wasn't already in place, she is the GOAT. If you don't like the Olympics, if you don't like gymnastics, I respect that entirely. But I will encourage you to watch her floor routine that she just did. Not only did she do it on 2 bum legs, but she has this move. This young lady has introduced things to gymnastics. Think about that. She has done things in this sport that nobody has ever done, come up with the ideas and things to do. And she showed off one of them in the floor routine to be able to get into this round. And then she brought it back in this one. And it's right at the end of her routine. You don't even have to watch the whole minute and a half routine. I watched it 90 times. You don't have to. You can go and just watch the last 10, 20 seconds if you want. And in that, she builds up and she does this flip, where it's just her whole body is straight and she's flipping twice and landing perfectly. It's insane. I've watched gymnastics literally my whole life and I've never seen an athlete like this. It is remarkable to be able to live in a time when you get to see these legends, these people that we are going to talk about for decades afterwards, and we're living in real time getting to experience it. It's so cool.
It is just crazy watching her. I mean, and her level of difficulty. honestly, like the, I mean, right, for you, like the worst gymnast there, which none of them are bad, but I'm just saying, like the worst one there, you still are watching in awe. Like, oh my goodness, how much discipline, how much, you know, hard work to get there. And then you're watching her and that routine, and I would encourage you to watch the whole 90 seconds.
Definitely.
But it just is, it's just awesome. Like,
it's incredible.
There's no words.
I actually heard Chuck D, a musician, I think, put it perfectly. Like, I don't know what she's doing out there all the time, but she is the Matrix. Like, Simone Biles is the Matrix. Like, the things she is doing, it seems like that's special effects. They got a green screen out there. There's no way she could actually do that. Like, she can't be Neo. How is that happening?
It's pretty cool.
It is really amazing. We added 3 silvers and a bronze in swimming, plus a bronze medal in women's rugby. And my God, again, if you're going to watch like anything of the Olympics and recently, I know, well, women's U.S. rugby, how much have we ever talked about that in this country? Probably not at all. It's only been around in the Olympics since 2016, to keep in mind. But we've never placed in this. And if you watch the last bit, they missed basically a PAT, Australia. And this is for the bronze. This is the third medal round. This is the last match that some of these athletes are ever going to play on both sides. And Australia, as you would imagine, pretty good at rugby. They've been at this for a long time. We're up against that. So nobody's expecting us to come out of this with a win. And it doesn't look like we're going to. But Australia at the last minute misses what essentially in the football talk is a PAT, a give me. And they miss it. So we've got a slim chance, and they kick it off, and they're handing the ball off, all of this, and a lot of stuff that a lot of us don't understand. But one thing you do understand is when there's a person that has a ball, and they have open field in front of them. All of us can understand that.
Absolutely.
And this young lady burrows through some people, and there's just a kind of a loose tackle by an Australian player, and she's gone. And for 60 yards, this woman is running faster than I think Carl Lewis ran in the Olympics, just running her tail off. It is so cool to see. It happens, and I'm watching it in real time, and I didn't even realize I was standing.
Yep, you're out of your
seat.
I'm
standing, and I'm pumping my fist and everything, and I've never watched a second of rugby in my life, and I was so into it. It was so much fun.
Very cool.
After day 4 of the Summer Olympics, the U.S. led with 26 total medals. France was 18, China with 14, Japan with 13, and Great Britain with 12. A nice showing, a nice day of events. This might be the coolest picture you ever see. Brazilian surfer Gabriel Medina and his board seemingly suspended in midair during an Olympic event. I'm just showing it to Terry here. It's a pretty cool one. He looks like
that
Aquaman.
Is awesome.
I thought he was Aquaman for a second there.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Again, Simone Biles has become the most decorated U.S. gymnast. Shout out to her. Pollution levels in the Sinai River have been a big concern leading up to this. I'm very curious to see if they're even going to be able to pull this off, having them swim in the water. I don't see it as a possibility. And I actually want to give the host country some credit here. They've done some really cool things. I watched some of the volleyball yesterday, and the volleyball setup was right at the foot of
the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower, thank you, which was so cool to see. Like, I've never seen the Eiffel Tower that close up before. It was really unique and kind of cool to see. And shout out to our men's volleyball team for winning and moving on. That was all cool. But some things that they have done have just been real head-scratching. And I say this as a kid who comes from a major city with a major river in it. Not one moment in my life have I ever looked at Lake Michigan and thought I should go in it. Like, not once have I thought that, in Chicago at least, in any major city I've been in and been around, in the Carolinas, in any of these places. I don't know what they were thinking in Paris that they could have anybody swim in that water at any point, let alone when it's a heavy rain season and rain is going to add to the E. coli and some of those things in that river. So I don't know what they're thinking with that.
So they have a backup plan?
Yeah, it does sound like that they are going to like just have them swim in some place nearby, which is more than likely what is going to happen. And not only our divers, but the divers all around the world deserve that. They should be safe as much as possible with this. These people train 4 years for these moments, sometimes longer than that. Give them some clean water.
I don't even know if I realized that they were supposed to swim in the river.
Yeah, it's part of the triathlon.
Okay.
And so it's not the swimmers
not just swimming that are
doing it, but a triathlon. And I don't know if it's too early to talk about 2028 games in Los Angeles, but we are hosting the games in 2028 in L.A. But there will be 6 new sports, and we're not seeing this year. Cricket and lacrosse are returning in 2028. I think that's really cool. Cricket is huge around the world. But lacrosse, I like our chances at lacrosse.
That's awesome.
That's one of our sports, I think. But they've been absent for over 100 years, those sports. So that's pretty cool to see those introduced and brought back. And
cricket's been out for 100 years?
Yeah, that's insane. Huh. I didn't realize that.
Me either.
And they're introducing squash as well. But the thing I think a lot of people are excited about and I think is going to be fascinating to see the ratings at the 2028 games. They're introducing flag football. And if I just watched some of the 3-on-3 basketball and I saw Jimmer Fredette out there, and a longtime college basketball fans will remember Jimmer Fredette, great player. Didn't really do much in the NBA, but here he is in 3-on-3 basketball, just killing it, just doing awesome.
Cool.
I can't imagine the kind of players they could get from flag football. You're not going to get NFL players, but retired players or maybe a guy who was on the cusp and didn't make it.
I was going to say a whole bunch that are right. Yeah,
I like that. I like the sound of that. So you're leading into these, you're coming out of these games and going into those where you know you're going to get better ratings because of football. Everybody watches football. But these ratings, the NBC ratings have been triple what they were in most Olympics. Everybody is watching these games.
I love it.
So cool. So cool.
Love it.
I'm going to practice my USA chant. Terry's going to be annoyed. And we'll come back and have some more fun and wrap up the show. Morning show here at WFHR.